recordings for me. So, right, I put 150 grams...
150 grams of a sourdough starter that's mixed at equal quantities flour and water. Then add to that 325 grams of flour and 225 grams of liquid. You could use water or half beer, half... And then about a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half of salt.
I can do that. And then so when you say the sourdough starter has to be equal quantities of flour and water, is that every time I use it? So I do water, flour, so it's always 50-50? Yeah. That's
yes.
How that works.
Yes, that's absolutely it. Equal quantities of flour and water each time you
And so when I take it. When I refresh it, I just take out 150 grams, I put 75 grams back of water and 75 grams back of flour.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I mix it about 8 o'clock at night. And then leave it to just sort of set in the bowl.
Yeah, leave it to sit in the mix it about 8 o'clock at night. Leave it to sit in the bowl for about an hour, hour and a half. What this does is let the yeasts and the bacteria start to gas the dough. Then put it in the refrigerator, covered overnight.
Poor David, he's just dropped the box. Are you all right there?
Then the following day, take it out of the fridge. Leave it at room temperature or get it up to room temperature. Mm. And then from that point, leave it about an hour and a half once shaped before baking it.
Right, I can do that. I'm going to have another bash at it when I get home.
Thank you.
It's very easy.